Amy Wallen, you're next.
This is an excerpt from my upcoming memoir. I feel like Patrick when I saw it. Right? So, things you need to know. My mom has malaria. We live in Nigeria, and it's 1971. Mom sat at her Black Singer sewing machine. I was electric with both giddiness and fear that she was out of bed. She snipped out the hem of the orange paisley skirt I'd worn for last year's Halloween costume as a gypsy. "You'll be Mrs. Astor this year," she said to me, holding the orange skirt up to my waist, her tone as slow as her skin was pallid. "Who's that?" "The Mrs. Astor," she corrected. "I don't want to be Mrs. Astor," I whined, whoever this lady was. "I'd love to be Mrs. Astor," my mom said. "She's the richest woman in the U.S. She could even turn the Vanderbilts away at a party. She had clout. No one disagreed with her." Mom seemed so tired. Right then, she must have felt she could trade herself in to be anybody else. "You want to be Mrs. Astor?" If Mom wanted to be Mrs. Astor, whoever she was, then I wanted to be her too. Later I would learn this was the same Mrs. Astor of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in New York City, for whom the press donned the moniker "The Mrs. Astor" when the family fought over rightful titles. The next day, sitting in the VW bus crammed with goblins and princesses, my earlobes itched from the clip-on earrings. "Who are you supposed to be?" Sandra Daniels asked. I envied her Raggedy Ann costume complete with red mop hair. "I'm Mrs. Astor," I said. Then I corrected myself. "The Mrs. Astor." "Who?" Sandra showed no recognition. "A rich lady," I shrugged. "High society," I added, which I fear had something to do with wearing long dresses and fancy jewelry. "She's famous," I added. "Really?" Sandra replied. I scratched my earlobe. Our attention switched as we crossed the bridge into Victoria Island. We drove past the man lying against the green and white concrete barrier we'd been watching every day that week. He'd been lying there on his side and hadn't changed positions. He had started to bloat. My costume forgotten for the moment, the subject changed to how many days until the dead man popped. "He's a lot bigger today," Sandra said. "I bet it happens tomorrow," I said. "Then we'll miss it," she said. We were both disappointed. At school, Mrs. Lavagna asked who I was. "Do you even know who she is?" she asked. "Me?" I replied. She shook her head and let it go. When Mrs. Nwako arrived for Nigerian culture class, she had us make groundnut cookies. I assumed it would be like the peanut butter cookies where we smashed fork tines crisscross on spoonfuls of dough. But when Mrs. Nwoko started to dump chopped onions into the batter, I remembered that Mom had said Mrs. Astor had clout. So I told Mrs. Nwoko, "The Mrs. Astor didn't eat onions." She dumped them in anyway.